Hallelujah. Church, praise the Lord. Amen. We thank God for that testimony. I have my own testimony too. On Sunday, when we were at Agboyi for the outreach program, while the program was on, I received a message. Because apparently, Ome had already gone to the farm to rush to feed them. And I got a message that we also had casualty. So it started from last weekend. Whilst the program was still on, you know, that kind of a thing. But I still kept on. Funny enough, the devil was mocking me. And that's the devil for you. You know, more like when the devil is saying, your testimony is too much, your testimony too much. Amen. But you see, one thing we know is that we stand on God's word and we keep pushing, we keep standing on what we know. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. He did the same thing to Job. And then when I came back, even as I was sharing God's word with them, telling them what God would have me talk on about how to use our mouth and all that words, I kept hearing that thing, you know. The devil would want to mock you and tell you, and go and raise them now and stuff like that and all that. But you see, in all, God is glorified. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. He strengthens us daily. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. First of all, I want to thank the pastorate. Thank you so much, Pastor Muyua. Thank you, Setman, for this opportunity. We trust God. We are growing daily, and we trust Him for His word. Let's just pray. Father, thank you for your word tonight as we share a word. Lord, we eat from this word. We receive instructions. We are strengthened by your word. Your word is food to our lives. Your word brings health to us. Your word brings everything we need to grow thereby. Thank you, mighty God. Thank you, mighty God. Father, we reduce that you will increase even as you speak to us tonight. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Tonight, briefly, we just want to look at switched at birth. Switched at birth. You know, like to swap something. Swap. Switch at birth. Switched at birth. And I'm taking my text from 1 John. 1 John chapter 4. First John chapter 4. When we talk about switched at birth, the key thing that comes to mind is changed. Changed, you know, swap, changed at birth. Hallelujah. And we're not talking about natural birth, yeah? We're looking at the supernatural birth. Amen. There's something that happens to you when you are born in the spirit. Amen. You may have been born long ago by your parents, physically, naturally, but when you encounter Christ, it's a new birth. There's something that happens. So there's a switch. There's a switch. There is a change. There's something that causes your natural, everything about you naturally to become metamorphosed into, even though you're still flesh and blood, there is something that happens to you, to your spirit. You're no longer the same person again. And that's the reason why the person who used to drink no longer finds it easy or possible to drink. The person who used to do all manner of dirty things, carry women, do all manner of things, will not find the appetite to do those things anymore because there's something that has changed from within. Hallelujah. The things you naturally would like to do, you will not find yourself being able to do them again. It was Paul who said the things my flesh would desire to do, I find that now I can't even, because there's something that has happened, something has taken place. Amen. Hallelujah. chapter 4 and verse 4 of 1 John, it says, but you belong to God, my dear children. I'm reading from the NLT. You have already won a victory over those people, because the spirit who lives in you is greater than the spirit who lives in the world. Hallelujah. I would like to take that in the Easy Bible. I love the way it puts it. It said, my little children, you belong to God. You have won against those people with a false message. You have been able to do that because God's Holy Spirit is in you. He is more powerful than the spirit that belongs to the world, to this world. Hallelujah. The ERV says, my dear children, you belong to God. So you have already defeated these false prophets. That's the people who give the counter message of that which the scripture says. You have already defeated them. That's because the one who is in you is greater than the one who is in the world. Hallelujah. Switched at birth. What it's simply talking about is the fully transformed life. That's what switched at birth means. What it's also talking about is who you are, who I am, who we are in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. The life that is metamorphosed into the new being, the spirit man, the supernatural being, the divine nature of God. Hallelujah. Let's see 1 John chapter 3. Just flip to the chapter before. 1 John 3, verse 1. It says, I'm reading this from the TPT, the Passion Translation. Say, look with wonder. And that's the verse that says in the, I think in the New King James or so, it says, behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us. But we're looking at it from the Passion Translation. It says, look with wonder at the depth of the Father's marvelous love that he has lavished on us. Hallelujah. So when we talk about the renewed man, when we talk about the new man, the spirit being, one born with, one that is has become transformed into God's divine nature. People may not understand, but this will help us understand better. What was he talking about? He said, look with wonder at the depth of the Father's marvelous love that he has lavished on us. So, in the creation process, in the recreation process, in the causing us to become transformed, renewed, metamorphosed into what we are right now, he lavishly used that love material to make us. And that's what makes us different. Because the natural man, you will want to smack when something happens to you. You want to smack back, you want to avenge, you want to do so many things. But except that the love of God, no wonder Paul said, his love constrains us. And that's the reason, that's what holds you back. Otherwise, you want to just tear, like Seth Bible says, let me give him a piece of my mind. You want to give back a piece of your mind, but something restrains you, something holds you back. And that is that's God's lavished love. It's love that he lavished on us. Amen. He has called us and made us his very own beloved children. Hallelujah. His very own beloved children. He sold one child, his only begotten son. One, he sold it. He gave it as a seed, and he got many back. We are those seeds. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We are Christ-like. Amen. The reason the world doesn't recognize who we are is that they didn't recognize him. Amen. If Temiloa is not here, Let's say we've been worshiping for years and he's not here. Maybe somewhere abroad and he comes and you are seeing him for the first time. You do not need anyone to introduce you to, for you to know that he is the son of Pastor NY. True? Good. Because you see that resemblance. The reason, like he said here, the reason they do not understand us, the reason they do not, he said, the reason the world doesn't recognize us is because they don't recognize the Father. Hallelujah. They don't know him. And that's the reason why they don't know us. So even when you're talking, I better go one corner, sit down. People, they talk, and they don't recognize that you're even speaking the Father's language, that you look like the Father. They don't recognize it. Why? Because they don't even know him. No wonder Jesus said to all the Pharisees and the Sadducees, he told them, he said, if you have seen me, then you have seen my Father. That alone made them more angry. Like, are you trying to say you are God? They can't understand. Because they don't even understand the ways of the Father. May God help us in Jesus' name. Ah. Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. Yes, he said in verse 2, he said, Beloved, we are God's children right now. However, it is not yet apparent what we will become. But we do know that when it is finally made visible, we will be just like him. For we will see him as he is, as he truly is. And all who focus their hope on him will always be purifying themselves just as Jesus is pure. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's also look at Colossians. We'll be looking at a few scriptures. Colossians. Colossians chapter 1. Colossians chapter 1. Verse 12 and 13. Okay. It says, Colossians 1, 12 and 13. It says, your hearts can soar with joyful gratitude. Okay. With joyful gratitude, when you think of how God made you worthy to receive the glorious inheritance freely given to us by living in the light. Hallelujah. I think it's it was NLT that says, thanks be to God. I'm coming. NLT, let me see what it says. NLT says, Colossians 1:12. It says, always thanking the Father, he has enabled you to share in the inheritance that belongs to his people who live in the light. Hallelujah. So the transformed life is a life that is full of light. The transformed life is a life that enjoys the inheritance meant for the saints. Hallelujah. For he has rescued us, 13, he has rescued us from the kingdom of darkness and transferred us into the kingdom of his dear son. Who purchased our freedom and forgave our sins. Amen. Christ is the visible image of the invisible God. Think about it. Christ is the visible image of the unseen God, of the invisible God. What does that tell you? Christ is not here anymore, right? He's not here on earth. He walked the earth, but he's no longer here. So what does that make us? There's a replacement. Hallelujah. If the Bible says we are seated at the right hand of the Father with Christ, then we are the visible image. We are to be God's representative, his ambassadors here on earth, reaching out to the world for the kingdom. Hallelujah. That through us, souls will be drawn to the kingdom. So we are his representatives. Amen. No wonder he said, ye are gods. No wonder he said, be ye Christ-like. Hallelujah. When we understand, when we have this knowledge, thank God for how we started the year, and thank God for emphasis made by Pastor NY all through the prayer of, you know, the beginning of the year. The hammering is just on knowing who you are in Christ. Amen. Because when we follow the word, when we follow the word, hook, line, and sinker, we can't miss it. We can't get it wrong. We can't deviate. Amen. Because what this does is it brings out the true picture so that we walk in the knowledge of who we truly are in Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. Okay, let's go on. Invisible God. He existed before anything was created and is supreme over all creation. For through him, God created everything in the heavenly realms and on earth. He made the things we can see and the things we can't see, such as thrones, kingdoms, rulers, and authorities in the unseen world. Everything was created through him and for him. Hallelujah. So why God, from the beginning, in Genesis chapter 1, when the Bible says, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth, Jesus was the word with which he created. So Jesus was existing already. And that's why in our local way, our parents will say, when you do some things that are smart in the house, your parents will say, before Moses, Jesus was. That's what they meant. Whenever my mom used that word, I know that somebody's trying to do something smart. So he's trying to tell her that, that you hear that Jesus was born in the New Testament, does not mean that he was born yesterday. Before Moses, he has been with the Father. Hallelujah. The Bible says, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. When you read down to verse 27 and 26-27, you will hear where God gave orders. With his spoken word, he made things to be. What's that word? Jesus is the word. Because in John chapter 1 and verse 1, he said it again. He said, the beginning was the word. This word. Beginning, in the beginning was Jesus. And the word, Jesus, was with God. And the word was God. And Jesus was God. Hallelujah. Let's look. Let's just look at it so that we are clear. John chapter 1. We'll come back to Colossians. John chapter 1. We are in midweek service. It's a Bible study, so we study God's word. Hallelujah. It says, in the beginning, I'm reading from the NLT. Say, in the beginning, the word already existed. The word, that's Jesus. The word already existed. The word was with God. And the word was God. Hallelujah. Is it clear? Yeah, that's it. So he wasn't born yesterday. Even before Abraham, Moses, and the rest, he had existed. He has been in existence. He has been in existence. He has been with the Father always. What do you think God was talking with when he said, let us make man, let us make a representative. Hallelujah. Let us have a replica. Let us have someone who will represent us. I was laughing. I was watching something on TBN some weeks ago where, I can't remember who said that again. One of these ministers that was ministering said, he laughed when he see people when they draw, say whenever you see someone who draws, an artist who draws Jesus, Adam, and they draw, and you see that they put Neville. Know that I wanna. He's a Dagbo artist because the Adam that was created was created. He was not born. Now you caught in Neville that you are putting drawing Neville for him. And I said another one again. What was that? They draw. What's the other one I said? When they draw Jesus and they put what's that? I can't remember now. So there are two like that. You know, people just draw from a figment of their own imagination. They just draw. It's just draw. But we know who we are. Amen. And that's why we sing that song. I know who I am. Because I'm the transformed. I'm the one that God showed mercy, that he carried from darkness, transferred me into light, and made me his dear son. And he said, sit here, sit here, sit here. Sit here at my right hand. Hallelujah. Far above principalities and powers. So we do not fear. Yes, he said we are soldiers. We are soldiers. It's just a job. Not that we should go about fighting every demon from my father's house. Now you put on there, so you are just worrying yourself over nothing. No. See where you are. You're not on the same level. You're not on the same pedestal. Far above principalities and power. There's a way you address them. And not that you are bringing them to a boxing ring and you are not carrying God with them, with you together in that boxing ring. Say, it's wartime. Our soldiers, let's fight. Eh? Don't drag God into that battle. He is a victorious God. And he has given us victory. If you understand that, then you will live your life like that. Hallelujah. When he said, far above, he said, he had made us sit in heavenly places with the Father. Far above principalities and powers. Does it mean that we don't have challenges? We do. Does it mean that we don't get attacks? We do. Like what happened just last week in my farm. It was an attack. Like the devil trying to show his ugly head. And what do? We rebuke the devil. Put him where he belongs. Let him know his place. Amen. And so some people are also wondering that, so I have needs. What do I do? It's not the time you go and be shaka and be commanding and worrying all the demons. No. The Bible simply says he has given us all things. He said, the cattle on 1,000 hills, they belong to me. If I was hungry, I would tell you. I would tell you. So he has everything. He has every provision. So when we have needs, what do? As new creation realities, what do? Speak it forth. He said, ask and it shall be given. Ask the Father, he will give you. Now when you ask the Father, what do? You ask the Father. I think I was sharing something with Omer today, still on that. And that's what I did. I went to God. I said, I was pained, actually. I said, this shouldn't be happening. This shouldn't be happening. Losing almost 20 birds. I said, this should not be happening. It was cost pain. And what did I do? I was praying. I gave the faith command. I said, no more loss. No more loss. Death stops now. No more loss. As soon as she left the farm and came home, I went to the farm and I gave an order. No more loss. Even the birds, they saw the redness in my eyes. If anyone die here, you see yourself. No more loss. And then after that, when you have needs, after you have prayed and asked the Father, you thank him. And not just that, you rebuke the devil. Give a command to the devil. Satan, take your hand off. And that's what I did. I said, take your hand off this farm. Because the Bible says, he goeth about like a roaring lion, seeking, he's not a lion, like, just making noise, just looking for who to bully around. I know you. And I put him in his place. I say, take your hand off this farm. This is not your place. This is God's place. And after that, I gave the order. Because that's the third thing. First, you ask the Father. Second, you give the command, put the devil where he belongs. And the third is, speak to your ministering angels. Yes, we all have ministering angels. I hope you know that. We all have ministering angels. Hebrews 11:30. We all have ministering angels. So you tell, go and deliver to me. When you go to a restaurant, what do? You take the menu and you place an order. And what happens? They serve you. I say, hey, ministering angels, it's time to get served. I'm here. I'm waiting for my salad. Ofe and salad. And I just, that's just it. That's just three quick secrets to getting what you want from God. Hallelujah. I don't know why God chipped that in any way, but it's a blessing to our lives. Amen. So back to Colossians chapter 1. Colossians chapter 1. So now we'll take it from where we stopped. I think we stopped at 13. Okay, so from 14 it says, okay, you know, 13 said, we have been transferred and transferred us into the kingdom of his dear son, who purchased our freedom and forgave our sins. In 14 it says, Christ is the visible image of the invisible God. Again, he repeated it here. He existed before anything was created and is supreme over all creation. For through him, God created everything in the heavenly realms and on earth. He made the things we can see and the things we can't see, such as thrones, kingdoms, rulers, authorities, and all that. Verse 18, look at it. It says, Christ is also the head of the church, which is the body. He is the beginning, supreme, overall, who rise from the dead. So he is first in everything. For God in all his fullness was pleased to live in Christ. And through him, God reconciled everything to himself. I think it is one of the book of the Corinthians that says, for it is God reconciling us through Christ to himself. Hallelujah. Yes, and that just confirms that. He made peace with everything in heaven and on earth by means of Christ's blood on the cross. This includes you who were once far away from God. Did you see that? Did you see that? This includes you. This includes me. Who were once far away. God must find us so interesting to be with that even when Adam lost his place, the devil really had no power. Adam only lost. And that's why when he came to Jesus, he said, to tempt him, he said, I'll give you all these things. Remember, they all belong to Adam. He lost it. Committed treason, lost the dominion, lost everything, and it now belonged to the devil. He said, I'll give you all these things, but because Jesus is the Word himself, he knows the Word. He told him, he said, get thee behind me, for it is written. Reminding him that everything, even the things you think you own, they all belong to him. And I'll bow to no one else, but only this God. And of course, he took off running. We can do the same. All we need to do is just remind him what the Word says. When we remind him what the Word says, he will not stand. He will take off. And we have our victory. Hallelujah. For God was in Christ, reconciling us to himself. Okay. And you are, okay, let me read from, where did I stop? 18, right? Okay, 22. Look at 22. Yet now he has reconciled you to himself through the death of Christ in his physical body. As a result, he has brought you into his own presence, and you are holy and blameless as you stand before him without a single fault. I happen to be one of those who were badly abused by church and doctrine. No matter how you are filled with the Spirit of God, you were taught in that place that you are always a filthy rag. And you are dirty, even in his presence. You can imagine. You are a married man. And then you come to the meeting of married people. And they tell you that you are just a young, unmarried boy. And that's what you keep hearing all the time. It's like derobing you of the marital status. How would you feel? You have attained certain heights by the grace of God, spiritually made available for you by your own father. And man is telling you that you are still a filthy rag. And people, you need to see people lamenting and crying over, like, it's so confusing. I'm like, Wow, this God, yeah, there must be some level of dirtiness that he just, you know, we are not pigs that are going back to the slum all the time. But that's it. When humans try to be more spiritual, that these are the kind of people also that miss, that they are the same people who see poverty as a cloth of righteousness. And that was the era where even if you have 504, you know, no, it's 404. If you have 404, you're a big man. Remember our pastor that time? There's a Deeper Life very close to our house. He had a Beatus, tortoise car. That's the best car you can see. Thank God for light. I see the same people now. Go to Bagada, you see them. They now use the highest of jeeps. That's what they use now. Ah, on a vest, T-shirt. I know, on a first day, they use Beatus. Use tortoise car, leave the jeep for us. Now they are cruising all the jeep that you can imagine. Amen. Poverty does not connote righteousness. If you like lament and call yourself a filthy rag, you are disgracing the body of Christ that you represent. You are disgracing the kingdom, because the reason he went to the cross to die is not so you will be a filthy rag. It's so that you'll be the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus, showcasing him out there as a light. And that's why I said in Isaiah 6, he said, arise, shine, for your light is come. He said, let there be darkness in the world, and gross darkness covered people. He said, but I'll be to you a light. Amen. That's who we are. Transformed beings. Light in the world of darkness. Amen. Let's see. Colossians 2. Then we'll see one more scripture and we'll wrap up. Colossians chapter 2, verse 13. Colossians 2:13. It says, you were dead because of your sin, and because your sinful nature was not yet caught away, then God made you alive with Christ. Did you get that? He said, you were dead because of your sins. We were born into this life. That's how we were also cut off from that light, life of darkness, and brought into this light, this life of Christ. He did it with the help. We did it with Christ coming into our lives. Because of your sins, and because your sinful nature was not yet caught away. He said, then God made you alive with Christ. How? You switched places. We switched places with him. And that's where what we're talking about. Switched at birth. As we received him into our life, that's our new birth. We switched places with him. Remember what the Bible said to us. It said, for he became sin that we will become the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. We swap places. He said, he became poor that we will be rich. For he became sick that we will be made whole. He took away my sins, took away my pains, took away my failure, took away all the negativities to make me shine as a light in the world for his kingdom. So failure shouldn't be part of my resume. No. Sickness shouldn't be part of my record. It shouldn't be there. Because I bear in me, in my body, the mark of Christ. I have the evidence in my life that I now have this divine nature. Amen. The world should see and know that yes, this is a transformed being. One who carries the DNA of Christ. Hallelujah. So we should not be saying with our mouth together, now so they be for my family during so time in rainy season. Our year they be like this, our blood they do like this, our this thing they do. No. That's not your bloodline. That's not your bloodline. We have him in our DNA because we have been switched, we have been transformed, we have been metamorphosed, we have been renewed. We have his divine nature in us. Amen. And if you are here in this meeting, if you are sick, begin to claim your healing, because it is available. He has made it available. Amen. He gave us a blank check. He said, no one is permitted to be sick. No one is permitted to be sick. Because the same blood that cleansed our sins, removed
every form of sickness in our body. Hallelujah. We've been redeemed. We've been saved. And we are totally saved. He paid it all. He not pay, remain, say change day for front, he could die again. No. He paid it all. Christ paid it all. And just for the record, he took away our sins, not our senses. He took away our sins, not our brain. So, when we do things, we must be smart and wise in the eyes of God. Amen. What I mean is, we should not allow ourselves to be tossed to and fro by people. We just say, like what's happening right now. Social media should not be what is ruling us or leading us or telling us what to do. No. We know who we are and we know what we follow. Our dictionary, our book, our compass, our directory. This is it, the word of God. It guides our lives. Amen.
Hallelujah. Colossians 2:13. So, where did we stop? Okay, so in 15, he said, in this way, he disarmed the spiritual rulers and authorities. He shamed them publicly by his victory over them on the cross. So don't let anyone condemn you for what you eat or drink or for not celebrating certain holy days or new moon ceremonies or Sabbath. For these rules are only shadows of the reality yet to come. And Christ himself is that reality. Don't let anyone condemn you by insisting on pious self-denial or the worship of angels, saying they have had visions about these things. Their sinful minds have made them proud, and they are not connected to Christ, the head of the body, for he holds the whole body together with its joints and ligaments, and it grows as God nourishes it. You have died with Christ and he has set you free from the spiritual powers of this world. So why do you keep on following the rules of the world? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We don't play this game by the world's rules. We play it by the Lord's rules. Hallelujah. Amen. And we have our hope on God's word. We have our hope on God's word. Well, your help is not from abroad, it's from above. So we play by the Lord's rules. Hallelujah. Lastly, let's just see 1 Corinthians 2. 1 Corinthians chapter 2. Oh, makabayanani shadabrana masi kabarado sonehida yadadisha. Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 4. From verse 4. He said, and my message and my preaching were very plain, rather than using clever and persuasive speeches. I think it's New King James or so that says, for I come to you not with enticing words. Yes, I come to you with plain words, not with enticing words, not with clever and persuasive speeches. I relied only on the power of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. I did this so you will trust not in human wisdom, but in the power of God. Hallelujah. I trust in the power of God. Can you say that to yourself? I trust in the power of God. Hallelujah. Yet when I am among mature believers, I do speak with words of wisdom, but not the kind of wisdom that belongs to this world or to the rulers of this world who are soon forgotten. No. The wisdom we speak of is the mystery of God. Hallelujah. I've often said it that we are custodians of divine mysteries. We are custodians of divine mysteries. There are things about God that even when you study the same scripture over and over, your eyes become enlightened, become open. You're like, wow, I've read this before. I didn't see it in this life. Why? Because there's no end to the searchings. There's no end to the findings. There's no end to that hunger for more of God's knowledge. And that's why he said in the scriptures that our eyes may be enlightened in the knowledge of his will. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In another scripture, he said that we'll be able to search and see how far, how wide, how high, how great. He's so big, there's no end to findings. Amen. Oh, makaba yanini shadados. The wisdom we speak of is the mystery of God, his plan that was previously hidden, even though he made it for our ultimate glory before the world began. But the rulers of this world have not understood it. If they had, they would not have crucified our glorious Lord. That is what the scriptures mean when they say, no eyes has seen, no ear has heard, and no mind has imagined what God has prepared for those who love him. But it was to us that God revealed these things by his spirit. You know, I think it was Pastor Nwai that was teaching some time ago, and he talked about, you know, most of the people will stop at verse 9. Where he said, no eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, and all that. But when you go down, you see that these things, it's his will that they are revealed to us, that we know them. Because when we know them, it's like understanding the manual of our lives, and then we run with them. Amen. They make us victorious in the life that we live in. Amen. But it was to us that God revealed these things by his spirit. For his spirit searches out everything and shows us God's deep secrets. Shows us God's deep secrets. So there are secrets that God may never show anybody, but he'll show it to you. He'll show it to you. Pastor will stand here and he will tell you some things, and you're wondering, who don't do a proko for him? The spirit is alive, and he does not hide anything for those who are open to him, who trust him, and who are hungry. You too can do that. You too can get it. It's in the place of hunger. It's in the place of deep studying of his word. It's in the place of devotion, of giving yourself to him, that you get that. Hallelujah. The spirit is not selective. Amen. No one can know a person's thoughts except that person's own spirit. And no one can know God's thoughts except God's own spirit. And we have received God's spirit. That's just all. C'est fini. So no one can know a person's thoughts except this person's spirit. No one can know God's thoughts except God's spirit. He said what? And we have received God's spirit. What does it mean? It means that we can know God's thoughts. We can know God's mind. We can know what he's saying to us. And that's why pastor will stand and will tell you that you are having this. It's because the spirit has revealed it to him. Whose spirit? God's spirit. He said, and we have God's spirit on our inside. So we can know. And that's why he said we have the mind of Christ. We need to stop acting like someone who's giving a check and you are still hungry. You're still going about hungry. Meanwhile, you have money loaded. Stop in your account. We have this spirit. We're just not utilizing it. We are underutilizing the potentials given to us by God, the Father. Hallelujah. For God freely gives us. Hallelujah. 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 Let's just bow down our heads. Let's bow down our heads. Let's bow down our heads as we begin to pray and talk to God. Let's stop underutilizing what has been given to us. This last part, we're going to pray it with understanding. It says, no one understands a person except the spirit of the person. No one understands God except God's spirit. And he has given us his spirit. What is the work? What is that supposed to mean? What's that supposed to do for us? It's a huge potential. It's a huge blessing. It's a huge spiritual impact that he has made in our lives, so that we will understand the Father. When we read the scriptures, we understand. Whatever we do, we understand the things of the Spirit. And no wonder it has been hammered up on us lately, severally, that concerning spirituals, we should not be ignorant. So there's a work that the Spirit is meant to work with us. There's a work the Spirit is meant to do in us. We are supposed to stay glued to every effective work that comes from having his Spirit in our lives. What's the efficacy? What is the purpose? What is the purpose of having the Spirit?
Lord, I walk with understanding. Lord, I walk in the knowledge of your will. Lord, I live my life in the knowledge of your will. I will not walk or do anything outside of your will. I want to walk in your will. I want to walk in your will. I want to do your will. I want to walk with the knowledge that comes from you. I want to live my life according to your word. Levre mahanda brada de shadadoza rebega do zomde li kamanda la bayana nana igabagada do zomde li kebegedos evrene manda brana mande yedede shadados refekarabo shende makadayana mande gededia. Lavanda ramanegara do zomteriana ne kebing talamanda brada do zomdeya o lamanda brada do zomteri karado shadadeya. Oh, that I'll live my life pleasing you, live my life according to your word. Ele magara do zobrene manderiana makabara do zodeya. I'll live my life preaching your word. I'll live my life declaring and being an evidence of the kingdom. Le paramandegede do somteriana nea. A light in my world. Le paramando sodeya dabadeya. Living and going about everywhere with the consciousness of the Spirit of God alive in me, causing me to do good works. Le prenenosa. Paramandegede isharadosa. Ivane manda bade yanamata badados. Ovrene mande prenemo somde yanamandegede doso. Indevrene makabagana doso dea. Your spirit in me causes me to do good works. Your spirit in me causes me to live transformed life. Causes me to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all my natural mind can think or imagine. Your spirit in us makes us prosperous. Live healthy, shine as light, even in the world of darkness. Refrapaka mandi gados, li paramandi kadeyana no shabaga de zita la mandiya, fanana no somneyane, ora mandi kadeyana no. I will lift my voice, and I will sing. I will sing holy. I will sing holy. Through the borders and ages, come of time. I will sing holy. Hallelujah. Holy. I will bless the Lamb of God who sits upon the throne. I will worship Him and give Him praise to Him alone. Oh, yeah. For He who was and is to come, I will sing before Your throne. Forever and ever. We're going to thank Him tonight. Thank Him. Livra handa badosh. Kebagados omderiana na shadados. We shine with Your holy light everywhere we go. Livra mandayani gadia. We radiate and show forth Your kingdom plan. Remasco ondo vromohom daliana makabadadi. In every knee, thank you, Lord Jesus. In Jesus' name.